Well, Hawaii's ongoing outbreak of COVID-19 is causing major stress for local small businesses. To hear more, we're joined by HBR's Ryan Finnerty. Good morning.
Hey, Catherine.
So how are some of these businesses affected with this second lockdown?
Yeah, the operative word in that is second. This second go-round with the lockdown is really causing problems for local small businesses, particularly on Oahu, where cases have been really high for over a month now. And the way we know that is because the University of Hawaii Economic Research Organization has been tracking business income by surveying small businesses over the past few months since this began. And what the data shows is that there was a modest recovery after a big drop off in March and April in monthly business income, the money businesses were making. And then that started to slowly increase in May, starting in May when a lot of the restrictions were eased, certain businesses were allowed to reopen. We had limited indoor dining allowed, even bars were starting to have people back in. With the rise in cases and the second wave of lockdowns, those gains have largely been wiped out, is what UHERO Director Carl Bonham briefed state lawmakers recently. And that's really noteworthy because it wasn't just the lockdown that did that. The data that they collected showed that by mid-August, most of those gains from this modest recovery had already been eliminated in terms of business income in this one measure. So what that means is that the virus itself is depressing economic activity. It was not simply the government saying you can no longer go to a restaurant, you can't go out to the beach, you have to stay at your house. That individuals' concerns about their health, about contracting the virus in a public space, are impacting their decisions as consumers, how they spend their money, where they spend their money. And that is what began depressing small business activity even before these lockdowns really kicked in mid-August. By the time they took effect, this problem was already well underway. But the lockdowns themselves do cause additional expenses. They do further depress revenue coming to businesses. And I decided to go back and talk with some of the business owners that I had spoken with earlier in the year when this was first going on to see how they're coping. One of those was Chris Tsai. He's a baker and he owns Bread Shop, which is in Kaimuki on 8th Avenue. And they were initially one of the success stories in this pandemic. They pivoted really quickly to a socially distanced model. They stood up an online ordering system where you would order online, schedule a pickup time, and everyone would be staggered out. So there was no lines, no people bunched up trying to get into their small shop at the same time. And that was really effective for them in March and April. They saw some modest declines in revenue, but were doing pretty well, up to 80%+ of their normal volume, Chris said back then. But what he told me recently is that with this seesaw effect of opening and closing, the extra expenses really pile up, and that's becoming increasingly a burden on small businesses.
The hardest thing, the most draining thing on a bakery or a restaurant, a food service establishment, are those openings and closings. Because every time that happens, you bleed money to open and you bleed money closing. There's a lot of product that gets wasted. There's a lot of extra labor that has to occur to make sure things are put away correctly, and then sort of, everything gets spun up as well. And so there's no momentum coming from stock.
You know, I feel for him. I'm a customer. He's got wonderful
Me
bread.
Too.
But I know he had tried that model of a subscription service early on, and he was, small business trying to just get his name and reputation out there, and he's done really well in that community. But, how is he coping with these challenges on a personal level?
Yeah, this is a huge issue because small business owners don't always have the kind of safety net that a regular employee might have. If you lose your job as a worker, you've got unemployment in many cases. There's some programs to help you. If you're a small business owner, your house might be staked as collateral for your small business loan, or in many cases, your commercial rent agreement. So if you're not able to make your rent, your your home is potentially at risk of being taken away. So you're not only losing your income, that is your job to run that business. There's all these other second and third order effects that come into play. And that's not even getting into the kind of the mental and the emotional aspect of it, which is, this is, for many of these people, it's their life's work. They've poured a lot of their, not only their money, but their time and their heart into it. And so it's really devastating for them to kind of potentially see failure or to go out of business. And to talk about that, I spoke with Melissa Bao. She owns Via Gelato, which is just up the street from Bread Shop off Wailea Avenue. And they closed down originally in March and April. And Melissa said her staff was concerned about getting sick and she wanted to take those concerns seriously. So she closed and made the decision to keep paying them, was able to do that by getting a PPP loan. Now that was available back then. They were able to reopen as things improved and we're seeing some modest improvements in revenue coming in. And you could pretty frequently see lines outside spaced out with masks on in the kind of inter-lockdown period. But she says they're now struggling with another drop-off in business, and she and the fellow owners in the neighborhood are really stressed by the situation that they now find themselves in.
When you're a small business owner, you pour everything that you have into that business. You put all of your personal security into it. The feeling of loss is immense. You're thinking about like, oh my God, I might lose my home. Oh my God, like all these years that I've put into the business, everything that I've ever made is just gone. And it's to no fault of your own. How are you gonna feed your kids? How are you gonna feed yourself? Because as a small business owner, when you lose everything, you don't get unemployment. You don't have that safety net for you. They also feel really angry because they don't deserve that. Like, they don't deserve to be left behind. They don't deserve to be in the position that they're in. Some of these people have been in business for decades to carve their way to where they are currently. It's devastating for that to be threatened by the situation.
And Catherine, what Melissa told me is that the number one factor that is kind of the make or break thing for businesses right now is rent forgiveness. If they can get some kind of break on their commercial rent that they pay, which is, the numbers are really eye-popping, in some of the more popular, more expensive parts of Oahu, for example, Kaimuki, where they are, Haleiwa, thousands of dollars per month, the better part of $10,000 per month, if not more, for the kind of space that some of these businesses are in. So it's a ton of money if they don't have anything coming in. And she said that's the number one thing, is that if you can work out a deal with your landlord to get some kind of reduced rate or some kind of deferred payment, you can probably survive. If you can't, and not all landlords are willing to do that, then it's a really uphill battle for you.
Yeah, and both these businesses, they've developed a following over the years. And so, yeah, your heart just goes out to them. So fingers crossed that they can survive this current lockdown and that they get through okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Thanks so much, Ryan.
Sure thing, Catherine.
We have been talking with Ryan Finnerty about the effect on small businesses with the second shutdown here on Oahu. To read his stories, go to hawaiipublicradio.org.